Hollywood Democratic Senator Eleanor Sobel says she believes the proposal her committee will soon put forth will be what she calls landmark legislation that will protect the state's most vulnerable youth.
This first part of child welfare reform focuses on recruiting and retaining a highly qualified professional workforce with an increase in employment of social workers. Included in the draft is a schedule for implementing these changes.
The proposal by the Senate Children, Families, and Elder Affairs Committee would require all child abuse investigators and supervisors to hold a bachelor's or master's degree in social work. And starting July 1st, it mandates all new Department of Children and Families hires have a degree in social work as well. And DCF would also be given 4 years to transition its workers to the new standard. Pam Graham, who directs the social work program at Florida State University's College of Social Work, applauded the move. She's also a member of the statewide Child Death Review Committee and says she's seen some child death cases that could have been prevented if investigators held a social work degree.
We're not going to prevent every child from dying in Florida. That's the reality. But the cases that we do see, and I've been on that committee for almost 5 years, so many of them could have been prevented if people went in having good professional social work assessment skills, to have done a whole assessment, looking at what's the drug abuse situations, looking at what's family violence, looking at the entire family system and what their supports are, not just is the child safe.
But John Cooper, the CEO of the Ocala Children's Advocacy Group, Kids Central, disagrees, saying some of the best investigators he knows don't have a social work background. He agrees having a degree in social work is preferred, but says he sees the proposal as a bit ambitious for Florida, citing New Mexico as an example.
New Mexico instituted this several years ago, requiring MSW. They had a very limited applicant pool, modified the law the following year to require a BSW or an MSW, and the following year had to modify the law again because of a lack of applicants.
And interim DCF Secretary Esther Jacobo sided with Cooper.
And I will point to, and I'm happy to send it to you, the work of Dr. Perry at FAMU, who has written several papers and treatises about the fact that there is no empirical data that social work is any better at outcomes in child protection. Now, that being said, I think it's important to have social workers that want to come to the department, that we can have part of the workforce.
She says she's also worried it could encroach on some of the work her department is already doing, like implementing a new program called Paired CPIs, where two child protective investigators work together on house calls that require more attention.
I think some of the mistakes of the past for the department have been to take on too much at once and not get anything done. And so I just would like to make sure that as we're looking to improve things, we're not putting a burden that's undoable onto our workforce so that nothing gets accomplished as opposed to making it better.
Still, the panel's chair, Senator Sobel, maintained it's time for a unique change in the state's child welfare system.
I believe this committee here is tired of reading about child deaths, the turnover, new methodology. So we're looking for some new solution, a change here, a change in direction that we haven't done before. You know, this safety program, this matrix, they come with each secretary and they go with each secretary. So we're looking for something more permanent and stable.
About 6% of DCF's current employees are social workers. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.